David the psalmist knew what it was to be king. He'd experienced the royal court. He knew the power of a king. He knew what it was like to live in the royal court and have people bow down to him and do whatever he commanded. Many of David's psalms refer to God as king, and he knew that experience. But David also knew what it was to be a shepherd, to live a more simple life outdoors. He knew the responsibilities of a shepherd to his sheep, to defend and protect an assortment of not-so-smart woolly animals that really had little appreciation for what their shepherd did, except when they were hungry, thirsty, tired, or threatened. David knew what a king can do. David knew what a shepherd does. David's desire was that the Lord be his shepherd. The psalm most of us remember and have once upon a time probably memorized is God is a Shepherd, Psalm 23. We return to this psalm at weddings, beside sick beds, death beds, and funerals. We recite these words when we are grieving. We find comfort in them. We bring these words to mind when we are anxious and we need relief from our fears. If the world threatens to tear us down, our souls seek to be restored through this psalm. We need the promise of the presence of the Good Shepherd in order that our souls be revived. We're going to hear Psalm 23 now in Karen and then in English. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's interesting to me that David doesn't start off, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, or yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. David knows that in order for those things to be true, to be rightly led and to be protected in the valley of the shadow of death, something else needs to happen first. And so he begins the prayer, "The Lord is my shepherd." The very first thing that needs to happen is that we need to acknowledge, we need to claim that we need God, and that God, we are dependent upon God who acts as our shepherd. He declares this at the start. He will not be able to be led in paths of righteousness. He cannot live happily without God watching over him. Now, David was not a simple man. He was a wise man, a skilled leader, and a military commander. And yet he says he needed God as a sheep needs a shepherd. He needed God for everything. It is also said that David was a man after God's own heart. Even though by worldly standards, he was pretty clever and pretty self-sufficient. Here in Psalm 23, he humbly declares that he is like a sheep that needs to be led. Next, he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters. And this is the way that his soul is restored. These things follow one after the other on purpose. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. This is the way that his soul is restored. Harold Kushner is a famous rabbi who wrote When Bad Things Happen to Good People. He tells this, he reminds us that every morning shortly after awakening, a traditional Jew recites this prayer. The soul that you have given me, O God, is pure. You fashioned it. You breathed it into me. You keep body and soul together. One day you will take it from me, only to restore to me in the time to come. And so long as I have my soul, I must acknowledge you as my God, the King and the God of my ancestors, the God of all souls. Praise are you, O Lord. You restore my soul to a lifeless body. When a worshiper praises God for restoring a soul to a lifeless body, he or she is not speaking of a future resurrection, Kushner continues. The worshiper is responding to the miraculous experience of waking up in the morning. Because when we are asleep, it is as if we have no soul. The worshiper is saying, in effect, I'm alive again. When we wake up each morning from the mini-death that is sleep and discover that we are still alive and well, then God has restored our soul to us. We experience God's faithfulness. Now, we do not restore our own souls. There's nothing in our genetic makeup that allows us to do that, because restoring of souls is God's work. But we need to be in a position for God to renew and to revive us. This is what Makes Me to Lie Down in Green Pastures is about. We can't be constantly scampering around like mindless sheep. We have to stop. We have to relax. We have to be aware that God has and does provide for us if God is going to restore our souls. It is in prayer, as we are listening for God, that we become aware of God's presence and the restoration of our bodies and minds and spirits. Again, it's God's business to restore us, but we need to get into the habit of being open to that renewal, and that is not easy. It requires discipline. It happens in quiet times of prayer, as we humble ourselves before God, claiming, as David did, that we are looking to the Lord for the revival of our souls. Our part is to practice this regularly, this dialogue between us and God that repeats and remembers this relationship to us, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Bringing ourselves before God every day, seeking that reassuring presence in good and bad times, in easy and in hard circumstances, and not just as the sheep when we're hungry, thirsty, tired, or threatened. This restoration of our soul sometimes requires that we just stop, because there's nothing we can do to restore our own souls. It's something that God needs to do for us. And so I'm going to ask that everybody take a deep breath right now and blow it out. Take another deep breath.
Renew my life in heaven.
that sin remains, then lead me to the cross again. There's a story about a group of Americans on safari in Africa. And they know they can't go it alone. They need guides, they need porters to carry their stuff and to lead them into the right places so that they can see the animals that they've come to see. And so they hire these native porters to carry their goods and to guide them. After 3 days, the lead porter comes to the leader of the Americans and says, we have to stop. And the leader says, why, are you tired? No, it's not that we're tired, it's just that we've gone too fast, too far. We need a day to stop and to let our souls catch up with us. Sometimes we need to take time to let our souls catch up with us. In John 10, Jesus described himself as the good shepherd who is willing to die for his sheep. And he continued, the Father loves me because I'm willing to give up my life in order that I may receive it back again. This good shepherd is the one who invites us to come to the table, that our lives may be restored. Let's bow in prayer. Our loving God, we thank you that you are our shepherd and that there is nothing that we lack. Help us to discover this peace that you offer to us, and let us not turn from it or seek it in some other way, except simply to declare that you are our shepherd, and we will follow. Help us to lie down in green pastures beside that still water and take refreshment in you again. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. My shepherd will supply my need, number 325, and on the PowerPoint. Let's stand.